Two French companies, Aventis and Sanofi, have announced that they'll combine to form the world's third largest drug company. Analysts, though, worry that continuing mergers may worsen the drug industry's biggest problem, its lack of new drugs. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
The pharmaceutical industry has been among the most profitable sector of the economy for years. But profits are harder to come by these days. Americans are feeling the pinch of higher co-payments on their prescriptions, so sales are growing slowly. Also, many of the industry's best-selling drugs, from Prozac to Prilosec, have gone generic, so brand-name drug makers are losing profits to generic drug makers.
And then finally, and I think most fundamentally, it's just a failure to innovate. We actually need to be putting more products out in order to keep the industry growing.
Analyst Richard Evans of Sanford Bernstein & Company says drug companies need to double their rate of drug discovery so that two new drugs can take the place of every drug that loses patent protection. That's not likely to happen anytime soon. That's why Evans says there are sure to be more mergers like the Aventis-Sanofi one. He says drug companies really have only two options.
One is you're launching new products and you're growing earnings, or two is you're cutting cost to maintain earnings.
Of course, mergers aren't new in the drug industry. It's gone through waves of them as companies pool their revenues and cut their overhead. But as a strategy for expanding earnings, mergers have their limits. Sooner or later, the merged company cuts all the costs it can, it shuts down extra factories, it lays off workers, then it's back to square one. To keep expanding earnings, it needs more sales. And that means new products. Analyst Michael Krensavage of Raymond James & Company says discovering new drugs may be harder in the merged company.
I think that mergers probably thwart the research and development process. Oftentimes in a merger, one of the simple questions is who is in charge? And that can make decision-making very complex and it could slow research and development.
One large drug company has bucked the merger tide. Merck has remained independent so far in order to focus on its drug development. Mervyn Turner is the company's senior vice president of worldwide licensing and external research.
There's a lot of distraction that takes place when two companies come together and merge to form a single entity. It almost always involves shedding of large numbers of jobs. And during those protracted periods of uncertainty, people aren't focusing in that completely single-minded way on what needs to be done to bring a drug into development and through to the marketplace.
The drug industry's current shortage of breakthrough drugs is a complex puzzle, and the disruption caused by mergers is only part of the explanation. Dr. Dennis Osiello, physician-in-chief of the Massachusetts General Hospital, points to another factor. He says the way drugs are discovered is changing because of advances in genetics and molecular biology.
We know many, many more pathways that affect, let's say, the road to high blood pressure or the road to glucose regulation or the road to cancer development.
But Osiello says scientists, inside and outside drug companies, haven't quite got the hang of how to use that new information.
We are only at the most primitive stages of being able to make sophisticated guesses about which of those many, many steps in the pathway would be the best targets for drug discovery.
Increasingly, big drug companies have turned to smaller biotech companies and to university scientists to help them in the task. Merck, too, is part of that trend. It formed 47 partnerships with smaller companies last year. Many of Merck's most promising new drug candidates have failed. Investors are driving down the company's stock, and it's on the industry's short list of merger candidates. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.